Used to have a Jufro. He was born and raised out in the town of LA. That's where he went to UCLA. Got his
welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. I am Bruce Salen, and you can reach me by email at bruce@brucesalen.com, or you can follow me and tweet me or DM me or all that stuff if I follow you back on Twitter at Bruce Salen. Normally, we would have the adorable and wonderful and very bright Dr. Jennifer Weberman with us to talk about therapy, but she had a baby. And Serena Sky is about 10 days old now, and Dr. Weberman is taking a brief hiatus to be a mom for the first time in her life. God willing, it'll be the first of one or more, I hope, given that we're talking about population. So a shout out of love and affection to Dr. Weberman, her husband Jason, and baby Serena Sky. I was talking, this show is covering the whole gamut. I was talking about overpopulation and the fact that that's a myth. In fact, we have a baby crisis in the world, particularly in certain Western countries. We talked about problems at the VA. And now I'm going to go to a little more micro topic. I'm going to rant about a cruise line called Oceania. Oceania is a high-end cruise line, and I went on a very extensive and expensive trip with them, with my wife, my brother-in-law, and my in-laws. We signed up foolishly for a lot of their excursions. Now, that's how cruise lines make a lot of money. They give you a great deal on the cruise itself, but then everything else is extra, and those extras can mount up, whether it's your bar bill or, more extravagant, the trip. So you arrive in a beautiful place in India or Africa, and you want to go on a safari. If you made arrangements outside of the cruise, you could do whatever that is. I'm just going to pick a number. Let's just say you could do it outside for $200. If you do it through the cruise company, you're looking at 2 to 3 to 4 times the cost for the same exact excursion. The reason a lot of people like to do that is there's a liability and accountability, supposedly, when you go through the cruise line. So in the case of Oceania, we booked a number of these excursions, and several were quite outstanding. But a couple were not only bad, but they weren't what they were promised for various reasons. Well, their willingness after the fact, both on the ship and the way the company runs, to own up to it was a little like DC, trying to blame and avoid. The actual ship's crew were phenomenal. Every single person on the ship was wonderful. But they were given no authority to do what I would call a make good. They could only refer it to the head office, which was in Florida. So ultimately, weeks after the trip, when we had been given a couple excursions that totally failed to deliver, for one reason or another, what was promised, and we asked to get our money back, we got contacts from the company about reading fine print, about this and that, and if when you book your next cruise, we'll give you a $200 credit. I was so offended by the insult of that. Now, they got a tremendous amount of money from the five of us. What we were asking for was a fraction of that in a refund. If they had done that, they would have maintained customers, maintained respect, because of course not everything can go perfectly. But their denial, avoidance, and delay in doing it lost them five customers for life, inspired this public person to talk about their care on their cruises. So I want people to know that Oceania does not deliver. Verizon as a company does not deliver and tries to take advantage of their customers. Oceania, at least there were people I could finally talk to. Verizon, I couldn't talk to anybody ultimately, and nobody had authority to do anything. So my two rants of the day and two companies I urge you to avoid are Verizon Wireless and Oceania. Arthur Weissenberger, our wonderful host of Travel Talk, he and I have talked many times, and he does promote wonderful travel groups and organizations. I hope at some point to involve him in what happened with Oceania, maybe get an Oceania rep on to see what they have to say. They sort of avoided the whole thing, and it was kind of sad. So we are out of time for this segment. I'm going to do a little bit more of a wrap-up very quickly when we come back after these commercials. In the art. What did they do when everything looked so dark? You've
got to accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, latch on to the affirmative, don't mess with Mr. In-Between.